Gimel, Shir number 3. We're learning about Bedikas Chametz. It's a gewaltige thing. And before we begin, it's kedai to always be mazkir that Chametz is representing the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, if there's a mitzvah to search out the Chametz, there's a mitzvah to look for the chisroinus that we have and to try to fix them, to try to get rid of them. The mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz should always remind us of this. Zog the Mishnah that there's a mitzvah to be baidik the chametz, lor haner, the or of the Torah. And it's a special, you know, reminder that we have all the time that we should try to always be improving ourselves, be overcoming the Yetzaharas, etc., with all of the wonderful tools that the yeshiva gives us, Baruch Hashem.
With the fire.
The fire, part. Exactly. Okay, so or haner, we have the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. And the question is, why is there a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz? Says Rashi, there's a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Why? Shelo yavar olav bebal yiroe bebal yimotze. Rashi says there's a mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. Why? Because we learned that there's mitzvahs doraisa, mitzvahs los haseh doraisa, called lo yirolecha, and also lo yimotze. There's two psukim in the Torah that talk about not seeing or having chametz in your possession. And therefore, there's a mitzvah to be baidek, there's a chiyuv, I should say, not mitzvah, sorry. There's a chiyuv to be baidek the chametz. Baidek for chametz. That's what Rashi says. Okay? Now, we understand, bipshutai, l'chayra, that the Torah doesn't say explicitly, be bodek chametz. It doesn't say, be bodek for the chametz. We went through all of the mitzvahs. It doesn't say in the Chumash to be bodek for the chametz. So, what exactly is this din of bedikas chametz? So, you read the Rashi, and l'chayra, a lot of people make sense to explain that bedkin, there's a din that we need to be searching out the chametz. Why? In order for us to not be over b'alyura b'alyimatze. Sheloi yabar, in order that we're not going to be over the mitzvah d'oraisa. We find it's a very common thing that when there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so the first mishnah in Pirkei Avos, what does it say, Shalom? Hey, mamru shlosh advarim. Have a musunim adin. Vasu siyag la'tayra. Chazal have a din that we need to make siyagim. And Rabbeinu Yonah over there writes that Betzim, everybody should make siyag, but for sure, Chazal makes a yogim for the Torah. And therefore, if there's an iser to have chametz in your possession, to see chametz, so it makes sense that Chazal would make a takana that we should be boydek to get rid of the chametz in order for us not to be over the chametz. Right? That's l'char the pashup shot of how to explain Rashi. Is that it? Yeah, so far so good? Did we all learn Rashi like that so far? Okay.
Wait, are we saying is deraisa?
I'm saying right now that it's a derabanan, it's a takana derabanan, in order to ensure that people are not going to be over the Doraisa. A siyag, right? Like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, a su siyag la taira. Chazal make a din derabanan. In order to prevent us from being over the Doraisa. And if we jump over to the Tosfos, which is our focus of today, Tosfos quotes Rashi, he says, Pirsha Kuntris, Shloi lav ar olav b'al yurai b'al yimatzei. He quotes our Rashi, Shloi lav ar olav b'al yurai b'al yimatzei. And he says, V'kashe. I have a kasha. Kasha l'ri. The ri has a kasha. Rabbeinu Yitzchak. What does he say? He says like this. Kivon etzarech bitol. Since you need to do bitol. You need to be mevatel l'chametz. How does he know you need to be mevatel l'chametz? Zog dais viz giram amigamara vavam beis. Abaydik tzarech shiv adel. The Gemara says you need to do bitol. Umidaraisa bitol b'al masagi. And Midoraisa Bittul is good enough. How does Tosfos know that Midoraisa Bittul is good enough? Because the Gemara, those Vada brings down that it's a Gemara later on in Davdalaram and Beis that says Midoraisa Bittul Baal Masagi Lei. The Gemara says there, Davdalaram and Beis. Zog Tosfos. So therefore, Amay Yitzrichu Chachamim Bedika Klal. Why do the Chachamim require a bedika at all? Tosfos explains. Rashi is teaching us the din of bedika is a din derabbanon in order to prevent people from being over this doraisa bal yirai bal yimatzei. Zog Tosfos, this din derabbanon doesn't make any sense. Why would the rabbanon institute such a halacha? Doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because since anyway you need to be by, you need to be mevatel, and midoraisa bittel is good enough. So therefore, why are we doing bedika? Yeah, Taisus kasha. Okay. One of the things which we spoke about this morning during Seder is the fact that Taisvis is bringing Gemaras, he's bringing maybe even multiple Gemaras to support his question, right? There's a problem with his question. In other words, the L'chaira Rashi makes a lot of sense. You need to do a Bedika, a Takana D'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan come in and make you do a Bedika in order to prevent you from being over this Surah D'Oraisa Bali Rab Ali Matze. The Rashi makes a lot of sense. It's Gavaldic. What's bothering the Taisvis? In order for Taisvis to ask his Kasha, it has to be that he has to introduce to us that really the Bedik is not necessary. So how does he show us the Bedik is not necessary? How does he do that? What does he do?
Shows that Bittel is enough and you have to do Bittel.
He shows that Bittel is enough and you have to do Bittel. So in other words, there's an alternative which I'm going to be doing anyway, Zog Taisvis. I'm going to be doing the Bittel no matter what. Right? I'm going to be doing Bittel even if I do Bedika. So why should Chazal make a takana that I should have to do a Bedika also? Now let's say I do the Bittel. Am I good? Yeah, I'm good. So just stop there. Let's say I do the Bedika. Am I good? No, I'm not good. I have to do the Bittel anyway. So it doesn't make any sense. Why did Chazal make me do the Bedika? Does that make sense? Is that how everybody learned the Kasha this morning? Yeah? Does anybody have a Tosefes about to add on in this Kasha over here? Anybody want to say something a little bit more in this Kasha?
It's quoting two different Gemaras. So the first one they quote seems like Bedika is lacking.
What do you mean? The first one says Bedika is lacking. What do you mean?
It says Bedika needs Bittel. The other one's saying that...
Needs Bittel. Bedika needs Bittel.
Yeah.
So in other words, you want to say that Tosfos is not just saying, why, Rashi, why did Chachamim mibetaken Bedika? More than that, Bedika by itself is not good enough. And therefore?
You need Bittel.
You need Bittel anyway. You need Bittel, and therefore?
Therefore, we don't need Bedika.
Why do Bedika?
Not only is it enough, it's actually better.
It's better. So in other words, like this, what are you guys saying? I'm hearing between the lines what you guys saying like this. That's really, what did we say on that Daladim and Beis? Bittel by itself, Midoraisa, is good enough. So now what do I have a choice? I have a choice between Bittel and Bedika. Right? So what are you saying? Choose to do Bittel because Bedika is not as good as Bittel. Is that what you're saying?
It's a choice between Bittel and Bedika and Bittel. Either just do Bittel or do Bedika and Bittel.
Right, right. That's the next one, right?
Okay.
So, but then what's happening is I have a choice between Bittel by itself is good enough, or Bedika. So Tostis is saying, choose to do the Bittel. You know why? Because Bittel is better. Why is Bittel better? Because even if I do Bedika, I still have to do Bittel anyway. Right? That's the two Gemaras that Tostis is quoting? Yeah? So, it comes out from the way you guys are explaining the question, it comes out that Tosis really holds that Bedika is good. Bedika works. What is Bedika doing? Let me ask the question like this. Let me put it like this. Why do you need to do Bedika according to Rashi? Why do you need to do Bedika according to Rashi? In order to prevent a person from being over Balura Balimatse, right? It's a takana drabanan to prevent us from being over Balura Balimatse. If I have chametz in my possession, if I own chametz over Pesach, I see chametz over Pesach, I will be over Balura Balimatse, correct? Yeah. Right? So what do? Chazal came in and said, do a bedika, search your house, get rid of all the chametz, check all the lockers, get rid of it. It's a hechatimtza to prevent me from being over the din of Bali Rabali Matze, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes Taisvus, and what's Taisvus? What's his kasha? What's bothering him?
He's saying that can't be the reason why we do Bedika. He's asking on Rashi.
Yeah.
Saying the reason we do Bedika can't be to prevent those things, because those things are already prevented by Bittel.
Oh. In other words, Zog Taisvus, you're explaining Bedika is a takana drabona to prevent Bali Rabali Matze. You don't have Bali Rabbali Matzah anymore. Once you do Bittel. Bittel avoids Bali Rabbali Matzah, Tosfos is saying. Right? That's the Nakuda. In Tosfos Batsim, he's not really saying you can choose Bittel or Bedika. It doesn't say in Tosfos that Bedika and Bittel are in the same plane, Batsim. You could choose one or the other. So he needs to bring in the other Gemara to show that Bedika is not as good as Bittel. No, it doesn't say that, Bechla. That's not what Tosfos says. He's not saying Bittel and Bedika are the same. No, they're two totally different things. Bedika is a means of going and searching. It's like search and destroy. You know search and destroy? Right? You look around, you find a mouse, whatever, you get rid of it. Yeah? Bedika. That's, you search the chametz, you get rid of it. It's a takana derabanan to find the chametz and be mevayer the chametz. And that's how you avoid Bali Rabali Matze. Bittel is batzem, in a sense, is in a higher level. Right? Because what do? The bittel itself gets rid of Bali Rabali Matze. Bedika is a tinturabanan, which is going to set you up to get rid of Bali Rabali Matze. How's it going to set you up? Because once I find the chametz, I'll throw it into my, you know, local dumpster or my local fire. Right? You guys all had a good fire? Bedika chametz? Yeah? So, yeah, you'll throw it into your local Arab Shabbos, right? So you'll throw it into your local fire. So that's the bedika itself, Ba'atzem, is not doing anything regarding Bali Rabali Matze Ba'atzem. It's a takana derabanan to help you avoid Bali Rabali Matze, right? Zog Tosfos, but Bittel, if I'm a Vatel, I'll get rid of Bali Rabali Matze too. Why? Because now I don't want it anymore, right? That there's a tremendous difference taking place, Ba'atzem, between Bittel and Bedika. Now that we have this, so now let's get to Rashi for a second. Zog Tosfos, and he says, hey Rashi, you're telling me the purpose of Bedika is to avoid Bali Rabali Matze. The Rabbanan came along. They made this takana. Everybody in Klai Yisrael has to go search high and low. Some people, the Briskerov, he would do Bedika until 3, 4 in the morning. Zog Tosfos, if you do Bittel, there's no Bali Rabali Matze, right? So go ahead and do Bittel. Do we need Chazal to make such a takana? How many Gemaras did I just quote in order to speak out this kasha?
Two
or one?
Days.
It says two.
I know what Tosfos says. What did I say? Yeah? Zog Tosfos, you have a din that you can avoid. You have a din that you can avoid Bali Rabali Matze. How? Through Bittel. Through Bittel. Mm. Bittel makes me not be over Bali Rabali Matze.
Yeah.
So now in Kate. So why is it that Chazal make it a kana of Bedika? Yeah? How many Gemaras did I just quote?
One.
I only quoted one Gemara of that Dalet on base, right?
How do you only quote one? You need the second Gemara.
I'll say it again.
Yeah. Rebbe's only using the first Gemara. No, he's only using the second one. Rebbe's
why do you need the second one?
Rebbe's implying that the Bittel is good enough for you no longer need a Bedika.
Correct.
That's what the second Gemara was coming to say.
What's the second Gemara? Vav and Beis?
Yeah.
The second Gemara says that even after Bittel I need a Bedika?
No, it says Bittel's enough.
No, that, what?
That's the second Gemara.
The second Gemara.
Slow down. There's two Gemaras, okay? One is Dalet Amud Beis, and one is Vav Amud Beis. The one on Dalet Amud Beis says that Midoraisa Bittel by itself is good enough. Midoraisa Bittel by itself is good enough. And I'm not ever Bali Rabali Matze. Midoraisa, that's Dalet Amud Beis. Okay? Vav Amud Beis says, Habaydek, somebody who searches, Tzarech Shivatel. He needs to be Mevatel also.
It's strengthening the
in
question.
In asking the question, do I need to speak out that Gemara?
It strengthens
the
question.
The one on Vav and Beis. Habaydik Tzarech Shivatel. Do I need to speak out that Gemara? I thought I asked the question very clearly without speaking out that Gemara. There's a din that the Rabbanan are coming along to prevent me being from Oiver Bali Rabbali Matze Bedikas Chometz. No. That's Rashi, right? Comes Tosfos and says, wait a second. There's a Gemara Dalet Beis. It says, Habaydik, sorry. It says, Bedika, it says, Midoraisa Bittel Be'al Masagi. Midoraisa Bittel is good enough. I just got rid of Bali Rabali Matze with Bittel. So why do I need a Takana? Why do we need the takana of bedikas chametz? Is that gemara good enough? No, it's not good enough.
No, because from that gemara, it sounds like the two of them combined. The with baidik, then with bittul, then the two of them combined are good enough. But it doesn't imply that bittul by itself is good enough.
Why not? The gemara says bittul bal mitzayid.
With being baidik, then you still need to be bittul. So then it sounds like the two of them combined are good enough. Like that, as in being.
You're talking about Bavim Beis. The Gemara Bavim Beis is a Baidik Sarjevato. Yeah, but I'm talking about, why do I need that Gemara? Leave that Gemara out. Bittul by itself is good midorai. So it means Bittul by itself gets rid of Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzei, right? So now, why do I need to tell? Why do I need anything more?
Because you can think that
He has his hand up, yeah. We have to give him. No, he has his hand raised. Yeah. What are you saying?
I was saying it strengthens the question. That's why I said it last time, that the second one is showing the purpose that Bittul's enough. The first Gemara is not only, I guess, showing that as well, but at the same time, it's also showing that Bedika has a lacking without it. So it's like it's two purposes over here. One showing the strength of Bittul, and one showing the lacking of Bedika.
Mm-hmm.
So all together, it shows the strength that we really don't need Bedika here. Really, we just need Bittul.
You're saying good. What are you saying?
It says Bittul's good enough.
Yeah.
So if Bittul's good enough, you may think at first that also Bedika's good enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Why
would no, maybe yeah. So yeah.
The second Gemara is there to support that, to say that it's only talking about Bittul here. If this is Bedika's, if it says Bittul's good enough, and we think maybe also Bedika's good enough.
Uh-huh.
These are both ways of nullifying.
So that's why it brings the other Gemara. It says Bedika's not good enough.
That says even if you do Bedika, you still can't do Bittul.
Very good. That's similar to what Shragi is saying. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. No. So now, in other words, we're bringing out.
Even if we still have a second Gemara, and that it shows that the Vato is good enough, it's still a Kasha. It might not be as strong, but it's still a Kasha.
Okay. There's a Kasha on Rashi, but let's speak out what's coming out from here now. Okay. In other words, what's coming out from Tosfos, he's not just simply saying, hey, Midoraisi, you could do Bittul, so why is there a takana of Bedika? That's not his kasha. He doesn't ask that kasha. If you pay careful attention, Tosa doesn't even say, right? Everybody keeps on saying the first Gemara, the second Gemara. It's confusing. Which Gemara came first? Dalet Amud Beis comes before Vav Amud Beis. But in Tosfos' structure, he quotes the Gemara Vav Amud Beis before he quotes the Gemara Dalet Amud Beis, right? Why did he do that? He could have just said, Kibin de Bittul Balma Sagi, right? He could have just started off with that Gemara, but he doesn't. The focus of Tosfos' Kasha is from a different angle. What's the focus of his Kasha? The focus of his Kasha is not simply you have choice A, you have choice B. Why is there a Takana? You could have chosen to do Bittul. You could have chosen to do Bedika. Why are we forcing you to do it? That's not the focus of his Kasha. The focus of his Kasha is more than that. His focus of his Kasha is Haboidek, even with Bedika, you need to do Bittul anyway. The focus of his kasha is that Bedika seems to be pointless. The takana doesn't make any sense because you're doing the takana, why? To avoid the Doraisa. That's why there's a takana. But even after the takana, we're making you do something else which avoids the Doraisa. So what was the point of the takana? The focus of the kasha is not just simply you can choose A, you can choose B, so why is there a takana? Bittul is good enough, so just do Bittul. Why is there a takana? The focus of the kasha is more powerful. The focus of the kasha is that Rashi's whole explanation of our din of Bedika is to be able to avoid an Isidoraisa. A takana, which is very good, it makes perfect sense. Make a takana to avoid an Isidoraisa, very good. But if there's a Gemara that tells me that even after you do this takana, you still need to do something else which is going to avoid this doraisa, so then what you're showing me is that the takana is insufficient. The takana is not doing anything. Right? You hear how the two Gemaras over here? It might not even be the two Gemaras. And really, the focus of the Kash is really on Habaydik Tzor Shivatel. The Gemara Davavam Beis. That's the main thrust of the Kasha. Even after doing this Takana, you still need to do another thing which is achieving the same goal as the takana. So what's the point of the takana? Yeah? You hear the kasha? That's Tosfos' kasha. That's the kasha on Rashi. Okay. It's a powerful kasha. It's a very strong kasha. The kasha is focused on the fact that Rashi's giving a hesber, he's giving a pshat in why there's a chiyuv bedika. Why is there a chiyuv bedika? Rashi says, a takana de rabbanon to avoid bali rabbali matzeh. It comes to us, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. The takana de rabbanon should have, in itself, prevented bali rabbali matzeh in Rashi's world. So, how could there be a gemara later on that says you also need to do bittul after bedika? It makes no sense. Yeah? Clear? That's Tos kasha. Because of this kasha, it's a powerful kasha. Because of this kasha, Tosfos says, Rashi, we love you very much, but take a back seat. Take a back seat. We're going to move on. A new pshat in the mitzvah of bedika, in the chiyuv of bedika. Comes the Ri and says a new pshat. What's the Ri's pshat? The Ri says, I mean, we all understand at this point, isn't it? We all understand at this point that in the world of Tosfos, in the world of the Ri, in order to avoid Bali Rabbali Matzeh, what are you going to do? Bittul. Bedika is not to avoid Bali Rabbali Matzeh. You can do Bittul in order to avoid Bali Rabbali Matzeh. So why is there a Bedika at all? It can't be because of Bali Rabbali Matzeh. Why is there a Bedika? Zog the Ri, because of the other mitzvahs in Chometz. Because of the Isra Achila. Because of the Isra Achila. We're afraid you're going to come to eat. Okay, Gishmak. You might find some chametz, a Gishmak, a donut. It actually happened to me once. We're driving on Chol HaMoed from New Jersey to Muncie. And somehow somebody like reached under their chair to move their chair back. And they found a box of Ragulach. Oh. In the car. On Chol HaMoed. After the Bedika.
From where?
I don't know where it came from.
No,
but,
from where was the Ragulach?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe Rises. I don't remember.
Wait, it makes a big difference, I mean.
Yeah, big difference. They were Chametz, not kosher for Pesach. Yeah, they were Chametz Ragulach. Okay? It could really happen. What do you do? So now you have kids in the car. Yeah, little kids at a trip to Palisades where, you know, another half an hour on the road. Listen, maybe you want some Ragulach. It's better than kosher for Pesach macaroons or something, you know? Come on, get some Ragulach. Zog Tosfos, you got the Bedika, get rid of it. Get it out. You never know, somebody might end up eating some chametz. It's dangerous. Zikaris, serious business.
Zikaris and all the...
All 7 days.
I'm saying
eating. No, just eating. That we spoke about in the beginning, Shiur.
Seeing is different.
Seeing is not a Zikaris. So
what's the
separate
separate lab?
Yeah, separate lab. There's six mitzvahs d'oraisa in chametz.
Only on eating is the
Zikaris. Only eating on Pesach is Zikaris. That's right. Okay? This is Tosfos' pshat in why you do Bedika. Makes a lot of sense. Look for the chametz, get rid of the chametz, and then we'll make sure that even if theoretically something should happen, you find chametz in there, whatever, it's not going to happen. No such mitzvahs. You got rid of the chametz. Done. You're not going to end up eating accidentally. Rachman al Islam. Yeah? That's Tosfos. Okay, we ready to stop here?
No.
Why not? Shouldn't this be the end of the Tosfos?
Yes.
This should be the end of the Tosfos. What?
So Rashi.
Abseda, we need to answer for Rashi. I agree. We're going to answer for Rashi, Bli Neder, in the coming, you know, Shurim, Bli Neder. But shouldn't this be the end of the Tosfos?
Yes.
This should be the end of the Tosfos.
Proof from Keller.
Why is there another 20 lines of Tosfos?
23 lines.
What? That's Tosfos for you? Yeah. Look, it's a little bit schwer. Why is there another 20 lines of the Tosfos? Shouldn't this be the end of the Tosfos?
Yeah, I mean, a proof wouldn't kill him right now, no?
Oh, what do you mean? A proof wouldn't kill him? What do you mean?
I'm saying he's bringing in this whole concept, like, something.
What?
Where's he getting this concept from?
Oh, yeah, now he's talking like Lamdan. Where's he getting this concept from?
The money with your mouth.
What's the problem? It's a weird concept.
Never seen it before.
What do you mean you've never seen it before?
Mara doesn't mention anything about Achila. Even the Torah doesn't mention any Isser about Achila.
The Torah says, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. Of course it does.
It does?
Yeah, about it. Yeah. Okay, look, it's not your fault. You missed the first day. But Lemaisa, the Torah says, You're not allowed to eat chametz. It's one of the, it's sukkim, it's actually mentioned multiple times in the chumash. But lemaisa, there's an issur d'oraisa. Let me ask the question like this. Let me bring the question up in different terms. In Rashi, that the din of bedikas chametz is because of Bali Rabbi Limate, right? So would you say what Tully said? Where do we get this concept from? Would you say that? That the mitzvah of bedika is to prevent you from being over Bali Rabbi Limate? Would you say, hey Rashi, go bring a raya? That where do we find such a concept? Would you say that? Or you only ask that kasha on Tosfos?
I wouldn't ask it on either of them.
You wouldn't ask it on either one?
No.
Why?
Same reason I wouldn't ask it on Rashi, I wouldn't ask it on Tosfos.
Yeah? Why? Why wouldn't you ask it on Rashi?
You assume they know what I'm
about. It's
Yagla Torah. Yagla Torah. Good. So you say, no question, because whenever there's a dinder raisa, which we're afraid someone's going to be over, so the Chazal step in to help us out. They put up a fence. They don't want anybody to fall off the cliff. Mm-hmm. Right? They put up a fence. Same thing over here in Rashi. Same thing over here in Tosfos. Very good. Yeah? What do you say, Joseph? You're asking?
There's still a question on
Tosfos. Yeah, why?
Because if you're...
According to Shalom, Batson, and the rest of the Tosfos, it should be deleted. Batson. And we wouldn't even call him Reform Jew. We would say he's right. Yeah? What do you say? Yeah.
If we need a... Why would we need a... Why would we need to search for the chametz in the first place, or why would we need to say bittul the chametz as you might say here?
Yeah.
If when you're over on eating it, you're not even technically rebittled. You might say near.
I have to admit, I totally lost you with all the bittul.
Like my thoughts were clear.
Okay, let's say this. So you hold on to it.
Actually,
try to clarify it. I want to hear, but first, just try to clarify first. Yeah.
Why the chum not machmir in other? Isarana or?
Oh, good. So you want to ask that kasha on Rashi also, or just on Tosfos?
I don't say Tosfos, but I'm thinking about Rashi as well.
Okay. Yeah. Ba'etzen, at this point, we have a kasha. L'chaver, the rest of the Tosfos is wasted ink. It's wasted time. Why is there a hemshech of the Tosfos? We had a kasha. Why is there bedikas chametz? Why is there a din that you need to be bodik for the chametz? A takana, you need to be bodik for the chametz. So Rashi says his pshat. Tosfos has a kasha. He shows why Rashi's wrong, and then he gives his own pshat. Very good. That should be the end of the Tosfos. But there's a lot more to the Tosfos. So why is that? Zakt Ari, you know why? Because there's a lot of halachas in the Torah. There's a lot of scenarios where there's isurim in the Torah. Is there always a din, a siyag, to be able to prevent a person from being over it? Right?
Yes.
That's what you're saying? Is there always a siyag? Why is it that by other places we don't have a siyag, and here we do have a siyag? Right? That's what you're
always
saying?
Always durabanan is preventing from doing this.
There isn't.
What's going on? What's happening here? Is there or is there not?
Classic example. You can't swim because you didn't build a raft.
You're not allowed to swim on Shabbos because you may build a raft. That's a good point.
Other
yeah, but this is a mitzvah.
You have to wait 6 hours in between milchus and flasics. Why? Because you may eat basil b'chalav. That's a good point.
What about
pork? A mitzvah,
foods, regarding the concept
what?
Of
there's a mitzvah, though.
There is a mitzvah?
This is a mitzvah.
This is a chiyuv?
Yeah.
What? Bedika, you mean?
Yeah.
Bedika is a chiyuv, okay.
Those other gzeres aren't.
What?
Saying not building a raft.
It is. It's aser, of course.
No. Sorry.
It's a takana. You're saying there's a difference between something positive and something negative. That's what you mean. Okay, that's an interesting.
It's a totally different case than when it comes to the raft. When it comes to building a raft in Shabbat, because that's all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Saying when it comes to the chametz, it happens once a year.
Okay.
Therefore,
that's why it should be more. That's why it should be obvious that you make a takana.
No, I mean yeah. Sorry, that's why it's yeah. That's why.
So that's why we should not need the tosfos, because obvious it's pashut.
Nothing's ever
posher. Yeah, what are you saying?
As far as Tosfos goes, he might need to bring some reason why he would need a extra fence around here.
Yeah.
Because once you have Bittel getting rid of Balyura and Balyumatze, it's going to be a lot harder to eat it because you just made sure you don't have it.
What does bittul mean?
No, it's hefker.
Bittul doesn't necessarily mean that you got rid of it. Yeah, so bittul could be just being mafkir, right? Bittul means I'm making it out. It could be, yeah, it could be sitting on my shelf. Yeah. It's a shelf full of chametz.
Fine, but we could ask on Rashi why he didn't do anything about achila.
Good. That's a nice kasha. We should ask on Rashi. Hey, Rashi, what happened to the Yisra achila? Very good. Yeah.
The reason why Tyson needed to bring a proof is we have a bunch of other foods that we see that they're usher to certain people, like all the whole list. And yet there's no bedika.
Very good, very good, excellent. Right now you hit it. Yeah, let's speak it out. In Rashi, he says the din of bedika is to prevent bali rabalimate. So we know there's a concept of siyagin called arkula, like Shragi brings up from swimming. I feel what you're thinking, you know. I'm also thinking about a pool, you know? But Levaisa, Baza B'chalav, it's Geshmak. I understand that, right? We understand such a musig. We understand such a musig, and that's why Rashi makes perfect sense. There's no kasha on Rashi B'chalav, that Takana B'dika, to prevent Bali Rabbi Matze, it's Gevaldik. It's perfect. It's so, you don't need to bring a Hemshech. It's Geshmak. You don't need a Makar for such a thing. In Tosfos, he feels obliged to bring a Makar. Why? Why is he bringing him a car? Because Batsim, in the world of Tosfos, he's saying like this. I'm being mechadish that you need to do a bedika and get rid of all of your chametz. Why? Because you might end up eating some of the chametz. Wait a second. There's halachas. Pasuk b'chalav. Klai kerem. You know that somebody got not kosher food for shalach manas. It could happen. A guy gets shalach manas. And somebody, one of his colleagues at the office, he's not Jewish, or he is Jewish, he just doesn't keep halacha the same way he does, and he drops off a shalach manas with some food that doesn't have a good hechsher. Right? So what does he do? There's a chiyuv, there's a din that you must get rid of that chametz? You have to throw it away? Is that true? Not chametz. You have to get rid of that shalach manas that's usher, that doesn't have a good hechsher? You're not allowed to have food in your house that doesn't have a good hechsher? Is that true?
I'll say the question is vice versa.
One sec. Is that true? Is that true?
No.
Zok Taisvis, I am coming along and saying, you know why there's a din bedika? A chiyuv bedika to get rid of chametz, to search and destroy your chametz. You know why? Because I'm telling you, because you might end up accidentally eating the chametz. Zok Taisvis, you know why I can't stop here? Because that is a massive chiddush. It's something that we never found. A concept like that, we don't find such a thing. We don't find such a thing. So Zog Tosi, he has to continue and bring a makar where we do find such a concept. And that's why this is only an issue in Tosfos. Because we have in Tosfos a concept that you may come to eat it, and in other places, the exact same scenario, we don't find such a din. We don't find such a takana. Zog Tosfos, we do find it over here in Chametz. And he brings a Gemara later on. Gemara later on says that Bai Rava has a Shiloh, Kikar Bishmei Kaira. So if you have a loaf of bread which is on top of the locker over here, right? And the question is, actually, let's put it a little higher up. It's on top of that box, okay? The question is, do I need to take it down and get rid of it before Pesach? Or could I just leave it up there and be Somech on the Bittul? And the Gemara says, what's the Shiloh? Because maybe it's going to fall down over Pesach, and I may end up eating it. I see it there.
I'll
be mevatel it. Bittul gets rid of Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. I'll be mevatel it. I'm not a Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. But maybe, what are we afraid of? Zag the Gemara, Zag Grava, maybe it's going to fall down, and I'm going to end up eating it, the Gemara says. That's the Shiloh. Maybe that's why he has to climb up, bring it down, and get rid of it. That's the Gemara Shiloh. Zag Taisvis, you see that there is a special concern. There is a din to get rid of, to search and destroy chametz. Why? Because I'm afraid that people are going to end up eating it. That's clearly in the Gemara, that Yudam and Beis. Right? Zok Taisvis, that is a makar that this concept exists by chametz. Now you have a question. And we can't even stop here yet either, because now you have a question that what? So why doesn't it exist by my McDonald's cheeseburger, by my not kosher can of Coke? Right, you guys are aware of this? Rabbi Wiener Paskin, if you have Coke, Ukrainian Coke, it's treif, you're not allowed to drink it. Okay?
Oh, no.
They sell it all around. Shmuel Hanavi, you got to watch out. Queen and Cole, yeah. They had tons of it before Pesach. Maybe I haven't been to the stores after Pesach. But Lamaisa, don't drink that Coke, okay? Is there a chiyuv to get rid of the Coke if you have it? Is there a chiyuv? We don't find such a chiyuv. Why not? Why not? We just found a beautiful Gemara that says by chometz you got to get rid of it. We're afraid you're going to end up eating it. Imagine it's a hot day. Imagine you're sitting in a room and there's barely any airflow and you have a cold Coke in your refrigerator. Can you imagine such a thing? You're picturing it go down your throat. Ah, so refreshing. It's gishmak. Can you imagine such a thing? Go get rid of it. Go get rid of it from your house. Go get rid of it from your refrigerator. Oh, Zog, Daniel, special chumra of chametz before what? Tosa says different text. But now at least we're appreciating why is there so much in this Tosa. Because line after line in this Tosa is chiddush upon chiddush upon chiddush. It's unbelievable. He's mechadish that by chametz there's a concern. You got to search in this way because we're afraid you might end up eating. What about other Yisuri Achila? There we don't find such a thing. Why not? Zog Tosa, what does he say? You know why we don't find such a thing by other things?
We're accustomed to eating chametz throughout the year.
Oh, very good. Because by chametz, we're always having chametz all year round. It's just a few days a year that we don't have any chametz, right? And maybe you could throw in, this is probably not really part of it, but you could throw in, especially in today's world, when even the kosher for Pesach food and the chametz, they mamash look exactly the same. So it's a tremendous concern. There's a tremendous chash that a person may end up accidentally eating the chametz. Rachman al Atzlan on Pesach, very severe. And therefore, Zog Tosfos, Davka, specifically by Chametz, they needed to step in and create this new din of search and destroy. Get rid of any Chametz in your house.
According to the sizes, really should not be able to have the Coke lying around because we do drink Coke throughout the year.
Saying maybe something which is mamish is exactly the same.
We don't drink that Coke all year round.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Right. No, it's in it. What do you mean? It's a Ukrainian thing.
Unless like you know to look out for it, you wouldn't know.
No, Lamaisa, it's a Ukrainian thing, and it doesn't have a Hechsher on the bottle. It doesn't have a Hechsher on the can.
No one looks for Hechsher.
I've never looked for Hechsher.
No one looks for Hechsher on Coke?
No.
I don't look
Why not?
Never.
What does that mean? Guys, let this be known forever. Before you eat something, check for a Hechsher.
No, that's a Coke you
don't. No, everything. You can't eat something unless you know that it's kosher. Okay, this is important klal as Jews. Let's make sure we remember this.
Coke has a chazak.
It's got Hebrew. Granted, this doesn't even have Hebrew. It's only Ukrainian. But okay, the words aren't even in Hebrew. Until you check it out that it's kosher, don't eat it.
Maybe the chazaka. The L.
A sticker?
Has a sticker, right?
Has a sticker, but a Hechsher means on the original package. You need a Hechsher. I had a long conversation with the OU about this. A Hechsher means on the original label. Not a sticker added on the original package. Okay, you got to make sure you have a Hechsher. I think that's Lamaisa, Avi, you're raising an excellent point about the Coke. But Lachor, that's the answer. Lachor, that's the answer. The item itself is an item that you have kosher all year round. You eat this specific item, this exact item. You eat it all year round. These few days, it's Aser. Mashenkin, an item that you don't eat all year round.
Aser all year round.
So then it's not going to be this concern, right? You could already get involved. What about, the cheeseburgers that they're kosher cheeseburgers, you know?
Yeah.
Or like the kosher bacon or like all these types
they
of things.
Separately.
Or like, you know, shrimp, kosher shrimp, all these things. It's not real, but maybe it's going to be Aser because of these issues? No. It's not going to be a maybe a Meyer sign. But the issue is that when you have an item that it itself is mutter, but for a period of time it itself is usser, that's where there's a concern. But if the item itself is never mutter, then we don't have a concern. That's Tosas is chiddush. Not because of kares, but rather because we're afraid a person might lose himself. He might forget himself. Yeah? So far, so good? Tosas should stop here, right? This is the end of the Tosas?
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
You would think so, but it's not. Why is there another 15 lines in this Tosfos?
Because that's Tosfos.
That's Tosfos. Right. No, for real. We just showed that that's not a good answer, right? We showed that there's a real good reason why there's a Hamshach of the Tosfos. Why is there a Hamshach of the Tosfos at this point? L'chor Tosfos at this point is he solved all the problems, right? There was a need for him to continue, And now, L'chairo, we're done. Why is there a Hamshach of the Tosfos? Yeah.
I just have a question. Why do we have to Bittul L'chameitz if while we're searching for it, we still see it, we find it, and then that's how we come to eat in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about that. The leftover chametz and that, we're going to talk about that. Okay? We'll
I'm
talk
saying
about
the
it.
Reason we search for it in the first place is
to get rid of it. Yeah, yeah.
While we eat it, we're actually...
Yeah, I understand. Because that's the Bittul L'chameitz. The B'dikas chametz is the night before, and it's still mutter. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that.
So
okay?
In our brain, we unnullify it.
No.
Before we eat it, yeah.
No. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Okay? But why is there a Hamshach of the Tosfos? L'chaira, at this point, the Tosfos is done. He solved all the problems. Yeah, does anybody have an answer? Why is there a Hamshach of the Tosfos?
What is the Hamshach?
What is he what do you get?
Where are you up to?
Rashba?
No. No, we're before the Rashba. We're up. I just read V'lo Dami Labaza Bechala V'arla B'klai Kerem She Yisuram Noyeg Yisraelam. Period. That's where I'm up to. Why is there a Hamshach of the Tosfos?
Another question.
What's the other question?
Question is, we have a case where something would be usher only at a specific time and no bidika is required.
Oh. What is that?
Nazir.
Nazir is a scenario where a person is usher to have certain food items, but it's only for a certain period of time.
Nah.
The rest of his life, it's mutter for him to have those food items. He's allowed to have grapes, wine, etc. So why don't we say that as far as a nazir is concerned, there's the same halacha of search and destroy grapes and its derivatives from his home. It's the same idea as Pesach, as Chametz. It's the exact same thing. Lo bedilimineh. Every nazir should have this halacha of bedika. Person becomes a nazir, takana derabbanan, you got to do bedika. It's a great kasha. Excuse me. According to what Tosfos just said, it's a longer period of time.
It's not just 8 days.
So,
first of all, it could be if he wanted it to be. He could make it just 8 days. But second of all, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, so
I'm saying no,
yeah,
if
it's
a
kasha.
Long period of time, it's likely that it's usher than just. It's not just.
The point
year.
Is, until
it's not
now,
all year, it's mutter, but now it's usher. It's this is usher to you for that extended period of time. All year, it's usher to you.
Until now, was it mutter?
Yeah.
Good. So until now, it was mutter, and now it's becoming usher. It's a food that he's been involved with. He's been consuming. Why wouldn't we say lobedilimine? Why wouldn't we say lobedilimine? No? L'chaira, nazir is the exact same issue. Okay? And that's why Tosfos Dafka doesn't stop over here. Why does it not stop over here? Because this part, this kasha, is a follow-up. It mamish leads, Tosfos' chiddush is ba'etzem a wrong chiddush. It's a shver chiddush. You can't be mechadish to me that the entire purpose of bedikas chametz is because we're afraid you're going to be nichshol because lo bedila minei, if I see by nazir, which is the exact same scenario, there's no such din. Right? It's not true. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. So we'll speak out very briefly the two terutzim that Tosfos gives over here, and then we'll stop with that. Okay? Tosfos says the first terutz is excellent kasha, but chametz is different. What's the difference between chametz and nazir? Pesach and nazir, zok Tosfos. The difference is Pesach is also for everybody. So I could say search and destroy, get rid of it. Nazir is not also for everybody. What's nazir? Nazir is also for the guy who's a nazir. But everybody else, maybe he has a few siblings who enjoy grapes. Maybe he has company who enjoy grapes. Well, you're going to tell me I has to destroy grapes? Other people are going to enjoy it. Other people could eat it. Why should he have to destroy it? Why should he have to get rid of it? You're going to make a takana that he has to get rid of it when other people are allowed to eat it? No, we're not going to make such a takana.
But for individual, his house.
Yeah.
His refrigerator.
You're saying, let's say a guy lives by himself.
Yeah.
He's okay, then that might fall into the, remember our old sugya of motivation legislation. Right? Could be a fool will fall into that.
Never understood this thing.
Yeah, Joseph, what do you say? What do you say? They make the rules according to Klalim, and then if you find it happens to be, you find the scenario that falls between the cracks. So it's not a kasha because Chazal don't create their takanas according to individual specific cases. They create their takanas based on with hagdaras and klalim.
Okay, so for all nazirs, his house has to be clean.
That's still each person.
That's still the same thing.
But it's the same thing. It's a dinner nazir.
It's still the same point that the klal of the Isra of Nazir is that there's no din, bedika. Why? Because the food is mutter for everybody else. Now you've happened to find a specific scenario where he's the only guy. It doesn't make a difference. He's the only guy. So what? That's a case that falls between the cracks. Same. Okay, one thing. Joseph, yeah.
Could it be that part of like the Nazir is to act like refrain from drinking wine, so...
So it has to be available, you're saying?
Yeah.
No. Nazir, there's a bedavka halacha, you should try to, instead of walking through a vineyard, he has to walk around the vineyard.
That's where
you got to. Yeah, you got to stay away. Okay, let's speak out the second teretz.
Okay?
We don't want to keep it longer than Nazir. It's pretty, warm over here. Baruch Hashem. The Isha Torah is burning bright. So, yeah, Zog, the second teretz of Toisvis. What does the second teretz of Toisvis say? Zog the second teretz of Toisvis. He says that maybe there's a chumrah. Why? A chumrah by chametz. Why? More than nazir. Why? Zog Toisvis. Because we find that the Torah is machmir to be over and bali rab al yimatzei. Since the Torah is machmir to be over and bali rab al yimatzei, so the chachamim said you also need to check and get rid of it, even if you're mavatal. What?
When was the Torah more machmir about?
The Torah says, Bali Rab Bali Matzeh. There's no din Bali Rab Bali Matzeh by Nazir. There's a din Bali Rab Bali Matzeh by Chametz.
But not by Nazir. Not being allowed to eat something is not Doraisa.
It is Doraisa, but there's no Chumrah of Bali Rab Bali Matzeh by Nazir.
It's coming to
Chumrah.
The Torah didn't go an extra mile and say, not only are you not allowed to eat it, but you're even not allowed to have it in your house. By Chametz, the Torah went an extra step and said, not only you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to be Yirah or Yimatzeh. So Chazal also said, oh, they took their cue from the Torah. They said, okay, look, we'll be Machmir. Right? Okay. Ad Kan is the Toisvis. And here, Batsam, the Toisvis could take a stop. The Hemshech is going to be a discussion. But Batsam, at this point, we've answered all the questions. At this point, the question was, hey, why is there a din bedika? I looked in the Chumash, I didn't find any din bedika by Chametz. What's the answer? Rashi has his pshat. It's a takana derabanan to avoid the doraisa. Comes to us and says, takana derabanan to avoid the doraisa. They made a takana for this? That doesn't make sense. I have gemaras that clearly say not like that. How do I know? Because the gemara says that even after you do the bedika, you still need to do a bittel, and bittel avoids the doraisa. So it must be that the bedika is not to avoid the doraisa of Bali Rabba Limate. So what is it for? Zog, there is a new pshat. It's because of a chshash you may come to eat it. What? Such a concept exists? We never find such a thing. Yes, it does. So why doesn't it exist other places? I know it does because of Gemara later on, Davido Mitz. Why doesn't it exist other places? Why not? Other places are different because you always stay away from those foods. Chametz, you're always having that food. So it's a different situation. We have to be more concerned. Yeah? Nazir. Nazir is a steerer to that. Nazir is a case we have it all also. And now we don't find this special din of search and destroy by Nazir. True, there's differences between Chametz and Nazir. Nazir is mutter for everybody else. You can't tell him to get rid of it. Chametz does for everybody. Or, special Chumrah of Chametz, Tyro is more machmir, Bali Rabba Limatze, Chazal will also be more machmir. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow.